Skipper just called that the biggest win in the club's history. I know you haven't been there all along, but...
Yeah, so it's certainly hard for me to judge. So. A few people said that after the game, but yeah, I think it's... You don't want to say too many accolades, but hopefully it's a sort of coming of age a bit, because they're a very good side. Been in the finals a lot of time, and we knew that at half time, nearly five up, that they were going to come again, and they did, like good sides do, the third and the last quarter. But I think for our guys' credit, that was the most pleasing thing. It was probably not the footy we played in the second quarter, but it was our ability to withstand the pressure and then be able to still be able to score as well. So that was pleasing.
In the past, there was futile attempts to hang on to leads, defend leads for you know, quarters out at times, but they played football right to the finish, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. We at times thought about having extra play in defence, but I don't think that was going to work. We did that probably the last 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes maybe, when I think both teams are cramping. It's a fairly hectic pace, and we had a few guys cramping, so just to shore it up a little bit. But other than that, the other guys still played. They put pressure on, and we tried to score. Yeah, we tried to score. It's the best form of defence in many ways, is to be able to score.
Can you give a word on performances of Lynch and Jack Martin?
Oh, terrific. Yeah, fantastic. Tom and Jack are both... haven't been kicking straight for goals. They've done a lot of work on it. I suppose internally we know they have, and a bit of education with it, and a fair bit of technique and a fair bit of training, and I think that bore fruit tonight. So they were able to cap off their great efforts by kicking straight. But they look dangerous. Tom's obviously a terrific leader. Jack last week had 7 tackles inside 50. There's times you don't notice Jack. He has 10 possessions and he has a real impact on the game, and I think he was able to capitalise on that tonight by actually hitting the scoreboard.
Is that a sign of what Jack can do, if he can stay fit, if the body can stay right?
Oh, there's no doubt. Jack, you know, we'd like to play him in the midfield. Now, we had 5 of our midfielders tonight. Obviously, there's Jager and David to come back. But Tuke Miller, another one, we can play. So it's 6. And then, you know, we'd like to get Jack in there as well, because he's such a competitive beast. But he's had a bit of up and down pre-season, so his fitness hasn't been where we've wanted it. He's a couple of little niggles here and there, but he's just starting to gain that. So I think over the next few weeks we'd like to get him through the middle. But yes, that's probably a taste of what can come. But the pleasing thing with Jack is, he, as I said before, he's so competitive. He's not a flighty opportunist. I mean, he makes things happen.
Rocket, with the times they got dangerous, as significant as anything, you mentioned didn't have to hang on to the lead today. They were the ones, Martin and Lynch in particular, who kicked the goals that kept you at arm's length from Fremantle when they started coming here after half time.
Yeah, I think everyone chipped in. I think the whole, even the back line, you've got to give them credit to be able to still take the game on and still try to generate some run. Now, we probably made some turnovers in that third quarter that hurt us. We made the play and then made some basic errors which hurt us going the other way. So it's very easy to clam up, being a young side, but they didn't. So that was the pleasing thing, and then obviously Tom was able to capitalise on that. But the other pleasing thing was we didn't rely on it, except for Tom, probably our so-called better player, Stephen May, we didn't think played exceptionally well tonight. Gary had a reasonable game. Aaron Hall didn't think played to his level. So we didn't rely on our so-called, what would have been our better players or our better players last week. It was the Lemons and Harbrow and Jack as well, Jack Martin, being a young player. So there's a lot of, I thought there was a lot of contributors across the board.
Beating Fremantle in Perth is a significant achievement. Looking at the bigger picture, what do you think the team can achieve this season?
Oh, it's very early days. A lot of things can happen, as we found out last year with injuries. I mean, that's really going to be the thing with any team. It's going to be a real issue with teams if you lose the wrong players. I think the pleasing thing, many pleasing things for tonight, apart from being able to hang in there when it got tough, is I saw a lot of upside on tonight. We can play a lot better than we did tonight. Now, we made some real basic errors, especially in that third quarter where we're on the fly and missed targets or got smothered when it sure went clear and bounced the ball and then bounced past us. And so I think as long as we're prepared to learn and train hard and work hard, and that'd be the cornerstone of our game, I think there's a big upside. I think we can improve a hell of a lot.
Yeah, and with Carlton and Brisbane coming the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're not looking at opponents as such. I mean, people might say that, but Essendon won today and people have written Essendon off. So it's a tough competition. You drop your guard some teams found out in round one, if you drop your guard and get complacent or think it's going to happen, it won't happen because it's a tough competition. So we need to bring the same energy again next week.
A couple of comments about major upset. You weren't talking about it too publicly, but you seemed like you came in thinking this is the best chance you've ever had. I thought you were going to win. And I just asked your captain that, and he said the same things.
I thought we could win. I was probably just thinking you can win every week. I really got a lot of confidence from the energy the players were driving after the game. They really believed that they could give a good account of themselves and win the game. But we needed to do certain things right. We needed to prepare well to start with. But there was a lot of energy around the place, and we've got to be mindful now that energy, or as a young group, that we don't get comfortable. You know, it's just mentioned before that, you know, we just turn up and it's going to happen, because it's not. You know, we've got to where we are at the moment through a lot of hard work. There's some talent there, but there's a lot of hard work, and we need to bring that every week.
Has there been a significant way to change the way the game's played, I think, Robert, with the rule changes? It looks like far more open.
I think those two rule changes have had the biggest effect yet. I don't think the interchanges have affected, because teams are scoring early and players aren't fatigued. I think the interchanges will kick in probably round 6, 7 and 8, because with the game being more continuous and open, players are working harder. Eventually, that 90 rotations will catch up with players. We had a lot of cramp tonight as well as Freo. So that cumulative effect will kick in at some stage. So the rotations will hurt down the track. Hopefully it's not injuries for players, but it probably will happen. But the rules have opened the game up. There's no doubt. I think, especially that 10-metre rule where you can't block the man on the mark. He can go. There's a lot more handball off from the man on the mark. Players are keeping the ball in because of the deliberate out of bounds. So, yeah, I would have thought supporters probably like it.
Now, those rules suit your personnel too, don't they? You've got a lot of players that can step through that initial traffic, get you out, clear, and then...
Yeah, I hadn't really thought, but... Like when those new rules come in, when I was at the Bulldogs, we trained it really hard to take an advantage of any rules that happen, like the quick point kicking, it was the time, and there was a few other ones. So these ones, we've spoken about it, we've done some work on it defensively and offensively. So we've got to try and maximise defensively so we don't get caught out where teams are trying to attack. But certainly offensively, we've spoken about it. So you've got to, whatever the rule is, you've got to try and work with it and maximise it. I suppose to your effect as best you can.
Does a player like Harbrow become potentially more threatening in that because of his ability to get through clear?
Yeah, I think obviously Sardi can do it, and having a player like Jared, who's probably a little bit down last year, but I was reasonably pleased with his game last week. I thought he's terrific tonight, and I thought Sean Lemons took a step tonight. He's got a good side step as well, and he's tough. So you've got three players there who can run and carry the ball. So we might try and find another one as well to get a springboard from there.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.